photography can be perceived as a very, very visual medium that's difficult to pick up if you can't rely on your eyes very well. However, there are some tricks and adjustments you can make to make it more accessible, which is why I asked Wayne Vowden, RNIB Connect lead and member of the Blind Snaps photography group, if he could join me today and share more of his experience as well as some useful tips for taking amazing pictures when you're visually impaired. So Wayne joins me now. Hi, Wayne.
Hiya.
Last time we spoke about astrophotography, and that interview can be found through our Audioboom channel. You can just search for Wayne Vowden, V-O-W-D-E-N, in RNIB Conversations. But today we're continuing this conversation and we're focusing on a very different type of photography, and it's wildlife photography, which I know you're particularly passionate about.
Yes, I am. It's lovely. Being able to do wildlife photography really does give you something back, seeing the different colours and so on the animals that you're taking pictures of are absolutely wonderful.
So what tips do you have for us to kind of get started in the world of wildlife pictures?
The first main tip is patience. Any wildlife photographer, whether they're visually impaired or able-bodied and they're off taking pictures of lions and tigers, etc., some of them wait months to get one specific shot. So patience is very much key. Enjoy being outside and just a little bit of patience and you'll be very much rewarded for sure.
And sometimes you might want to almost blend in with the outside.
Yeah, absolutely. I would definitely make sure you've got good footwear, and then dark clothing. Greens and browns are good. I would also wear a hat that covers your forehead, and also gloves. So if you've got a camera and you do spot something and you bring your camera up to your face to take a picture, it's not usually the camera that spooks the animal, it's the white of your hands. So I would always say have a pair of green or brown, black gloves on, just to cover up the flash of the white of your hands as they come up and try to take a picture.
And are there some adjustments we can make on our camera to make it a bit easier to take these photos?
Yeah, absolutely. So when you get the camera, a lot of cameras, where you look through the eyepiece, there's a tiny little dial, and it can be quite hard to find. So if you run your finger around where the eye looks, there'll be a little dial that you can turn. And what that would do is it will move the focus inside the camera, the viewfinder, and it will focus for your specific eye. So everybody has different eyesight. Some people look using contact lenses and glasses and so on. So just adjust this before you go out, and it will always stay the same then for your eyesight. The second one is you can get an eye cup, which is an eyepiece which slots onto where you look through, but it curves down the side of your eye, which takes away any light coming across your eye, which means when you look through the camera, it's just you and what you're looking at. You don't have any side light coming in, which is a bit of a distraction. And you can pick them up for around about £2-3 online and so on. And that has helped my photography so much.
And you mentioned earlier patience is definitely needed when taking these pictures. But is there anything we can do to maybe get these animals to us?
Yeah, absolutely. So I love taking pictures of garden birds. It's you get to see all different types of colours, and it also gives you a chance to practice with the camera and get used to taking pictures. So a nice thing to do would be to have a bird feeder, just one bird feeder in the garden, and just have the camera set up watching that bird feeder, and you can stand there and you can watch it and wait for the birds to come. If you don't have anywhere where you can hang a bird feeder, then put down some bird food, but make sure you put it in the same area so the birds know where the food will be, and at the same time you will then know where the birds will be for when it comes to taking your picture. And you can set it up where you can get them feeding in a nice area where the background will be nice or the foreground will be nice. With that said, I would also say about setting a target. So where I like to take a picture of a garden bird on some logs that I've set up, I can't see the logs because of the bushes behind that all the colors kind of merge. So I've made a little white flag and attached it to some fishing line. And then I spread the bird food down, put the white flag there, go back to my camera, focus on the white flag, so I know I'm then looking at the area, give a tug on the fishing line, bring the flag back to me, and I'm set up and I'm ready to get snapping of some birds, hopefully.
It's a very sneaky trick you have there.
Yeah, they say birds are quite clever and that they can count. So if you pop into a little pop-up hide and stuff, like I have a hide. So when I put the hide up in the garden, I will walk down and get in the hide with the wife, and then she will walk back to the house. So the birds see someone's walking down and then walking away. So then they're more happy to come and feed, whereas apparently magpies can actually count. So so yeah, it's just about learning tricks of the trade, but a target is definitely required for sure.
So that's some amazing tips, but we can find a bit more advice if we want to from the community at Blind Snaps Photography Group. How do we find the group?
Just on Facebook, if you type in Blind Snaps, which is two separate words, and it should bring you up the Facebook page. And please feel free to join us. Everybody on there is really friendly and helpful. We have weekly phone calls every Thursday, and come along and join in and tell us about your experiences and what you're hoping to do and so on. And we're all there to help out each other, and we're all in the same boat, so please feel free to join us.
And you also have your personal photography page where we can perhaps see some of those amazing photos you take. Again, how do we follow you?
On Facebook, we have Blinding Photography. Again, just do a search for Blinding Photography and my page should pop up there. And there I am with some hopefully hints and tips for people and some pictures and videos as well for people to watch.
We got some amazing, amazing tips there. I really hope more people choose to give photography a go thanks to you. But in the meantime, Wayne Valden, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.